She recently won the prestigious Kenneth S. Goodman In Defense of Good Teaching Award, but if you lived in her district, you would not know it. Activist of the Week Peggy Robertson welcomed the Busted Pencils. Peggy, tell us about the support your school has given you now that you've won this award.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Tim, is no one has mentioned it. You know, obviously my principal knows I won, the superintendent knows, the communication director knows, yet as far as I know, they have in no way shared this with the public. I mean, I haven't seen it, I haven't heard about it. And then when I, you know, let them know that I would like to go and receive the award and speak and attend the conference, I was told that I could go on unpaid leave because I'm out of personal days. So it's actually going to cost me approximately $1,000 to go and receive the award. My local union is going to cover $250 of that via a scholarship, but the rest I'll be footing that bill.
So the school, the administration, the superintendent, instead of looking at the fact that they have a national award-winning teacher and providing the accolades that they can and, in fact, helping you get there so you can receive this national award so that you can give a speech, it's like nothing ever happened.
It is, and what's even more interesting is I tried to pursue it as professional development because I am attending a conference, you know, Kenneth Goodman, Yetta Goodman will be there. Obviously, we're going to be discussing good instructional practices. So I presented it that way, that I am attending a conference, but I was told that it doesn't meet our building goals.
So Kenneth Goodman conference does not meet your building goals, or is it the fact that you won the In Defense of Good Teaching Award that doesn't fit your building goals?
Well, again, this is an interesting conversation, and I've been pondering it the last 2 weeks because I keep thinking to myself, well, let's see. The In Defense of Good Teaching Award does not meet my building goals. Now, if that's the case, Tim, I'm kind of thinking these building goals are pretty bad.
Yeah, I would say so.
A reasonable a reasonable conclusion.
I mean, it seems kind of to be common sense, but, you know, I seem to be the only person out there that is aware of this because nobody even knows I won the award. It's really a strange dichotomy to be working in a relay leadership school. That's what we're labeled, and at the same time, to win the In Defense of Good Teaching Award. So it's kind of like if they were to acknowledge it, it contradicts everything they're doing.
Peggy Robertson, congratulations, the Kenneth S. Goodman In Defense of Good Teaching Award winner for 2016. Hey, Busted Pencils is sending you the love. We don't have the cash, but Jed, what do we tell her?
Keep busting those pencils.